Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for March 17th, 2024. We're talking about overcoming your fear of failure. Let's go at it logically, and then we're going to come back and tackle it emotionally, because emotionally is where this is getting you, is tripping you up. So logically, you know that you are the architect of your own life. You know that other people's opinions don't matter. You know that whatever story somebody has put into you, whether that's someone or people that were very close to you or are very close to you, or you've got a perception of how the world sees you, that you don't have to buy into that. Logically, you know all this. But emotionally, you still, as we all want to do when we're not even just little, as we go through life, we want to look around and we want to see how we compare to others. We want to see how others view us, or more realistically, how we think they view us. We want to be accepted. We also don't want to put ourselves out there doing whatever it is, because see, if we're the architect of our own life and we're going in on what it is that we want to do, what if that thing that we want, we're not good at it? And see, this is the thing. Even when you overcome your fear of failure, what if you start doing the thing? What if you pull back just enough so you can say to yourself in your head, I'm not giving the full effort. So I don't, if it doesn't work out, well, it would have worked out if I would have given a full effort. So you sabotage yourself. You logically know not to do any and all of this. But what you really have to do to overcome your fear of failure isn't just doing the thing. You do have to take the action, and the action is going to lead to you seeing things differently. But you got to tune your brain down. You don't have to shut out all the noise. That's something like going completely blank in your mind. One is a skill that you've got to turning your mind off completely is something you have to develop. And it's all actually going completely tunnel vision on things and many areas of life isn't going to help you. So because you're going to miss a lot of the other stuff, that the nuanced stuff that comes in as you're viewing things. But what you need to do to overcome the fear of failure is start doing the thing. Start super small. Because, another thing we talk a lot about is what's humming along underneath, the reason why you're doing the things that you're doing, reasons why you're doing the things that you're doing, and how you feel about the entire, just the outlook and the process of everything that you're doing in your own head. Is this moving so fast that you can't keep up all the time? Or are you moving at a deliberate pace in your head where, even though it looks like to everybody outside of you that you're moving extraordinarily fast, you are calm, collected, and just moving forward? So whatever your fear is, I want you to take action on the thing, and I want you to take the smallest possible step. All the other stuff, the logical stuff, is true. People are not taking the time to really consider what it is that you're doing. They are so hyped up in their own head on what they're doing in life and what they're not doing and how everybody else perceives them. That is absolutely happening. So then when you think about it, that actually takes the pressure off of you. And if somebody does criticize what you're doing, who cares? If it is truly the direction you think your life needs to go in, what does anybody, logically, what does anybody's opinion really matter? And then emotionally, I know it hurts when somebody doesn't agree with you or see the value in you. But you don't have time to worry about them. You have a life to live. You have a life to build. And those people, they really aren't worth it. If somebody is in your life and then they see you going after the things you want to go after, and you're just trying to figure it out to see if it works, if they're being overly critical of you and they're just bashing you and trashing you. And again, like, this is another area where you having awareness of yourself and awareness of relationships and awareness of situations is going to help you, because you know you do have to take into account if somebody's close to you and they're saying, hey, you need to look at this. This again is why you don't have tunnel vision, because sometimes you got to take a step back and look at something and say, oh yeah, you know what? I do got to do things differently. Because the thing is when you get started in any and all things, the process you think you're going to follow and the path you think you're going to follow at the very beginning is very, I'm going to say never. The path you think you're going to be taking, even if you end up at the place that you think you want to go, it's going to be different than what you think it is. And oftentimes that finish line where you end up, when you start something, where that thing is going to end up for you, could be months, could be years, could even be decades later, is going to look completely different. But you can't make the adjustments to the things that you're doing until you take ownership that you are the architect of your own life. And put this fear to the side. It's going to take you time to actually do it. Because while in theory, just not caring what other people think and not caring about things not going the way that you want them to go, and just moving forward makes all the sense. Like that is the logical way of looking at it. But emotionally, you do care when things don't go the way that you want. Your ego is screaming at you. And if it's not screaming at you, it's like, it's telling you, see, this is why we don't put ourselves, this is why we don't push forward. This is why we don't do things. Look at you. You're such a screw up. You're such a failure, right? Like this is stuff that you don't want to hear when you're having this internal dialogue with yourself. Which again is why, you know, self-awareness is something and just situational awareness is something we talk about a lot, but it does come back to the relationship you have with yourself. But it's hard to be confident in who you are and embrace who you are if you've got all this other chatter and all this, if you've been going through life and looking at things and just like collecting proof, air quotes, I can do air quotes now that we're doing video podcasts, you're collecting proof that you're a failure in your own mind. Be patient with yourself. And I will tell you, when you are ready to make the change, when you are ready to get started, you will. I am letting you know that you can overcome your failure, that you are stronger than your failure. And when you're ready to take that next step, you will take that next step. So that's the question for today. Are you ready to take that step? Are you ready to take a step away from your failure? So if you're listening on Spotify, you've got that nice little box underneath that says, what do you think of today's episode? You can tell me if you're ready to take that step on failure. If you're not listening on Spotify, or you'd rather email me, always tell me your thoughts and opinions via email. And that email is daryl@darylperry.com. So that's daryl@darylperry.com. And I spell my name out as often as I do, because in life, people have always had a tough time spelling my name. What's really funny is when they're emailing me, because I think every email address I have has my name in it. So like it's right there. It's right there. And I still don't spell it correctly. So I remind you guys on an almost daily, or in this case, we're ramping these, these podcasts are getting ramped up again. And I'll talk a little bit more about the structures and routines that I put in place for that, but that'll be a future episode. So again, what I want to know from you guys today is, are you ready to take that next step away from your failure? Let me know either by email, through the podcast, wherever it is that you're listening. If you're getting value from the podcast, I would really appreciate a rating and a review. Rating and or review. Spotify allows you to do this. I know Apple allows you to do this. And again, if you can't find it on the, wherever it is you're listening to the podcast and you just want to let me know, like send me an email. You know, so that's, I love getting the feedback from you guys. I've taken suggestions from you guys before on topics and format and all that. Doesn't necessarily mean if you suggest it, it's going to happen. But, you know, content I do is living and breathing, interacting. It's interactive and we're changing stuff all the time. So, thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.